The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, November 4th, 1979 at 18 hours 30 Greenwich Mean Time. It's Music Time in Africa. I'm Rita Rochelle, friends, with another program of authentic African music by some of Africa's finest musicians and cultural groups. And to put everybody in a nice happy mood, it's music with a moving disco beat by one of Africa's leading pop groups. It's the Pyramid Seven, with Abdul Parisco doing the honors as lead vocalist. The song is called Sorry Sorry.
What about? Go say Nike Rasu Nakiness, another like a guy named Soyata. To Hapawa Masoyata. Kiss and Kaka de Nikita. Kiss and Kaka de Nikita.
Sorry, 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 sorry,
sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, sorry, Game so here, town, can it get to love? Yeah, not a guy, not shitty, y'all. Can it get to love? But what about? Got a gama hanu, namajaya, womajida, them. Got a gama hanu, namajaya, wanjida, them. Can it get your hammer so he are top? Bonnie the Mogo Honey, the Bagare came so he are top. Kiss up Abunaya, come out the door, the Ram, we she need a care. Nasa Abunaya, come out the Ram, we she need a care. Soyata, the cane, the cape, what about? Not a gun, I should hear. Can a cape to her, but what about? Oh, sorry, 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 sorry,
sorry, sorry, by the Pyramid Seven. Good music and a great group. We'll have more music by them again soon. And now, friends, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, the music man, and I are pleased to present on Music Time in Africa a significant contribution to the traditional music of the world, the distinctive sounds of music from the Republic of Niger in West Africa. It is to the Ministry of Culture of that country that we are indebted for two fine long play albums of traditional music. And thanks in particular to the Director of Culture for sending to us this welcome addition to our own music library. Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Directeur, and we do feel proud to know that you're a regular listener. Now let us listen to this music of Niger, music of the soil, of the people, of the Sahel, performed by the various regional troops organized by the youth of the Republic of Niger. Here is the Troupe Artistique de Gaïa, with a folk song dedicated to the beauty of the young women of Niger. The song is called Dangai Kotio. A love song by the Regional Troupe of Gaia, performed at the annual National Festival of Youth in Niamey, capital of the Republic of Niger. The country takes its name, as you know, I'm sure, from the River Niger, and the name Niger in turn comes from a phrase in the Tamashek language meaning river among rivers. The Republic is the 10th largest country in Africa with over 5 million people. Algeria is to the northwest, Libya is on the northeast, Chad is on the east, and the country is bounded by Upper Volta and Mali to the west, and by Nigeria and Benin on the south. And that's what we call a truly landlocked country. Just a few more important facts about this great country before I play the next recording. The Sahara Desert covers the northern part of the country, and then there is an intermediate zone in the center where nomadic pastoralists raise cattle. The southern part of Niger's territory is a cultivated zone where the greater part of the population, both nomadic and settled, is concentrated. It is also part of a vast region known as the Sudan, in which in former times there were great empires and large political states such as Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Sokoto, Bornu, and the Hausa states. The Tuareg predominate in the north, and the Tibetsi region in the northeast is the land of the nomadic Teda or Tubu, and in the south are the Konuri, the Hausa, Jerma, and Songhai, and the Fulani are scattered in all the regions. Actually, there are four principal towns in the Republic of Niger. As I mentioned previously, Niamey is the capital, a town that has experienced rapid growth and has well over 100,000 people. Zender is an older town. Its African name is Damagaram, and it's also experiencing industrial growth with well over 40,000 people. Maradi, with more than 35,000 in population, has developed rapidly because it is in the heart of the peanut-growing region. The town is also particularly renowned for its red goats, the skins of which are exported to the Americas and Europe. The fourth important town is Tawa, on the edge of the desert. There are over 31,000 inhabitants, and it is a large marketplace for livestock. And there you are, with a few facts about the Republic of Niger. And I'm sure you'll all agree now that it's time for music. This selection is by the regional youth group from the region of Agadez. They say they have heard the national call and are joining efforts for community development. I agree with that.
Yeah.
For your listening pleasure, that was music of the Agadez region. And even though you can't see it, I'd like to share with you the fact that I am wearing the Croix d'Agadez, which happens to be one of my favorite pieces of African jewelry. And now, let's listen to a group of young people from the Keita region who also participated in the annual youth festival in Niamey. It's a song of encouragement for the youth of the country, asking them to be nationally conscious and working towards a better future for the country. Samari Dayan Mata Niger.
Samari.
There is a rich variety of musical instruments in the different types of traditional music in the Republic of Niger. I'm sure you all realize it would be impossible to play examples of all of them on one program. So, with the help of our music man, I've selected a few samples to give us at least some idea of the types of folk instruments still popular throughout the country. Instruments still used today, but have a long history going back to ancient times, are the algaita, a double reed flute, the kakaki, a long trumpet that sounds two notes, and large drums called ganga. Right now, imagine it's a feast day, and you're among hundreds of gaily dressed people in the capital city of an ancient kingdom, and a large procession honoring a high chief is passing by. That music sounds majestic, doesn't it? The trumpets and horns and drums even make you feel the excitement taking place. It's great music. Here now is music by a unique group of Hausa musicians. In this old recording, there are 6 lutes and 5 calabashes accompanying a praise song for hunters. And here's an example of the goje, a one-string violin that is popular with folk musicians in a number of West African countries. In this recording, it's played by a Jirma musician. In the Tawa region of the Republic of Niger, there is a type of music called zari. Zaris are metal hoops about a foot in diameter and played by striking these hoops with smaller ones. Here's a quartet of zari players, each striking his iron hoop with a determined rhythm, the 4 together producing several carefully regulated rhythms all at one time. The group of musicians in this recording actually specialize in music for blacksmiths, and this one is about a famous blacksmith called Indina Mariana. You've You've been listening to Music from the Republic of Niger. Once again, our thanks to the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, and to the Director of Culture for contributing these two fine albums of traditional music for our collection here. Encore, merci mille fois. And to wind up today's show, here's the spectacular music of Cameroon's famous Joe Tongo. The title of the tune is Jongolo, meaning mangoes. And he says, mangoes are very tasty fruit when they're not too ripe.
Natondi nyo jungle jita nde seto jungle ziboy. Haleya.
Jungle, oh.
Otaba never said Mango Babram. The Bamba Jungle Boy. Onyanje.
It happens every Sunday about this time. The last selection, which is chosen by our music man Leo Sarkeesian, happens to be such a dynamic number that you want to get up and boogie and dance, and then it's time to go. The music is so great. We invite you back next week for more. But that's going to do it for today. We've brought you music from the Republic of Niger and pop music from Nigeria and Cameroon. We do hope you've enjoyed our program for today, and if you did, feel free to let me know. I'm Rita Rochelle, and my address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. We love getting letters from you, and we will respond. So, the address again is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547 USA. I'll be back next week at this same time with more music by some of Africa's best musicians and cultural groups. But right now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned in to the same frequencies and meter bands for the latest news. And I do hope, friends, that all of you have a most pleasant week.